This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Frank Rowe, the bigger picture, and I'm Lim Soon Hing. I'm heading up the stairs to Tocata Studio, both a performance space and the name of a music production company. Tocata Studio is taking a performance it has created titled Space Age, the Phantom Power, to the Asian Theatre for Young Audiences Festival in Kobe and Tokyo later this month. I know the title Space Age, the Phantom Power seems to suggest that it might be in some ways connected to the Star Wars series, but no. The folks are rehearsing upstairs. I'm not sure what musical instruments you can identify, but I suspect beyond the theremin, we will find there a string instrument, a woodwind, a brass and percussion. I will be speaking with Yi Jian Tan, the producer of this production, and before heading to Japan, there will be a concert this weekend. Yi Jian, you are the producer, I suppose, right?
Yeah, yes.
This weekend's production is a concert. What does that mean?
Okay, Space Age actually originally created as almost like an immersive experience. So it involved projection mapping and original music that is composed by Cho Guan. So it's a full package of experience going to a journey to the outer space and come back. But because this weekend we're going to stage here, it's more like a fundraiser concert version. So it comes without the projection, but only the music itself.
How has this project evolved over time? Because it was first staged and it premiered in 2010 and then 2013. I assume this is the now 2018. Is this the third iteration?
Yeah. So it was first created in 2010, where we have the very basic projectors, like those people use it in meeting rooms. So you can imagine it's the technology has changed over the years very, very quickly. So in 2013, we actually restaged the work and with new visuals that is being created. And since then, we are trying to actually run a world tour of this project. So in 2016, we were actually staging Space Age as a showcase in the performing arts market in Seoul, in South Korea. And then in 2017, we brought this work to Taiwan for the World Stage Design SinoFest. And now this month, in February, we're going to bring it to Japan for the Asian Theatre for Young Audience Festival.
You have started with some, you said, mapping in the beginning in 2010, but equipment then were 8 years ago seemed primitive. Over time, how sophisticated has the equipment become, and what are you doing differently with your projection?
Well, actually, the footages for the touring this round was the same as what we did in 2013. But there were, of course, some sort of enhancement due to the technology. And also because now we have our technical director, Shi Ho, who actually did a little bit of work on the visuals. So it became much more wow kind of effect, yeah.
As far as the music is concerned, I must admit, you know, when I was coming up the stairs listening to that music, I was really quite thrilled by it. It's there's a sense of we are going into space. There's a sense of flight and transportation. How has the music changed over the 8 years that Cho Guan has been working with it?
So this piece of music actually comes in 8 different movements. So out of these 8 movements, Cho Guan is trying to put in all the different compositional skills that you can find in the history of classical music. So there were some movements that involve improvisation. Some movements are scored, some are structure improvised. Most of it are actually the same composition as when it's first created, but because we have almost the same musicians over 8 years, so they grow along the work. And I think the biggest difference is in those improvised movements, where you can tell how they are now in a different stage as a performer.
When you say improvised, I'm very curious to know how much is improvised. Is it like a jazz improvisation?
It's not so much a jazz. There were, I think, 3 or 4 movements is improvised. One is like picture improvisation. So there are some pictures of how we imagine outer space would be. And they improvise based on those little pictures. And there was structured improvisation where we discuss about how this whole process of sitting in the spaceship and going through all this, it's like a journey. So going through all this, the uncertain situation. But it's all based on imagination because none of us went to space before.
We are from Malaysia. Only one person has gone to space in Malaysia. How would you describe this music?
I think it's a very, very... I don't want to use the word interesting. It's a little too general. But to me, it opens up imagination, truly. Because I myself, a trained musician, and I was the original pianist for the work. And now, in the position of producing this work, it's totally a different layer or different angle that I look at this work. And when I step out and not performing, and listen to how they perform, really, it gives you so much room to imagine how this journey is going to be if we were all to sit in a spaceship. The original idea of having this work is where Cho Guan has this dream of becoming an astronaut when he was young. And now that he created this work, he wants to bring all the audience along together in the spaceship, and then we go on a journey.
My understanding is that the first production in 2010, he used the theremin. Was he by himself then?
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
So obviously, from 2010 to 2013, quite a lot happened.
Yeah, exactly. I think he first saw these instruments maybe 15 years ago. And then he thought, okay, this exactly fits into the dream of becoming an astronaut. Because when you play this instrument, you're actually waving your hands in the air. And it's just the same feeling we imagine, like the astronauts when they are in this zero gravity situation where they're floating in the air. So we could say this work is sort of like a tribute to the theremin, because it's almost 100 years this year, the theremin being invented. Yeah.
What did he have to do then to bring in the other instruments? Did he have to come up with the score for the viola, come up with the score for the flute, come up with the score for the French horn? And then, of course, the piano, which is our percussive instrument. So he had to write each line for each musician.
Yes, I think more than half of the piece it's scored. And actually, if you are aware, all these instruments are picked according to the family in the orchestra, in the Western classical music format. Because we actually have a big dream in the start where this is to score for an orchestra. Therefore, it could grow into an orchestra piece when time comes.
When time comes and the resources are there to hire an orchestra with a proper string section, woodwind and brass and everything.
Yeah. We're actually working towards that as well, actually. I'm trying to reach if there's any orchestra would be interested to commission a work like this. Because in the Western classical music history, we have Gustav Holst, who composed for the planets. Yeah, and that was more than 100 years ago. And since then, there isn't a lot of exploration about the outer space. So we are actually looking into possibilities of making this happen.
Who are your musicians?
We have Angela Lau on the viola, and Chai Ki Hong on the French horn, Lin Chua on the piano, and we have Fu Chi Hao, who is a musician of the National Symphony Orchestra Malaysia, on the flute, and of course Cho Guan himself is on the theremin.
I'm speaking with Yi Jian Tan, the producer of a show titled Space Age, The Phantom Power. It is heading to Japan to participate in a Theatre for Young Audiences festival taking place over 10 days. But before Toccata Studio leaves town to perform at the festival, it will be offering two concert performances in its SS2 PJ studio. Coming up, Yi Jian Tan will tell us about the festival and why a contemporary classical music performance for children. If you missed any part of the interview and would like to hear it whole, download from our BFM app or from our BFM website. This is Front Row on the Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9. Good afternoon, I'm Lim Soon Heng, and you're listening to Music of Space on Front Row on the Bigger Picture. I was at Toccata Studio in SS2 Petaling Jaya to talk to Yi Jian Tan, the producer of a multimedia contemporary classical music production that will be traveling to Kobe and Tokyo to participate in the Asian edition of Theatre for Young Audiences Festival. But before departing for the festival, the Toccata Studio's production, Space Age, The Phantom Power, will play as a concert performance at the studio this weekend, Saturday at 8:30 p.m. and Sunday at 3 p.m. In the first half of the interview, Yi Jian told us about the history and evolution of the show. Now to the festival. I know you are going to Japan, and interestingly, you are going to a festival, and the festival is called Theatre for Young Audiences Festival. Why do you think this music somehow is appropriate for them?
Most importantly, this is a work that's nonverbal. We're not using any text or any conversation or anything in the work. So this is sort of universal because it's only projection and music. And we're looking into possibilities of bringing into this Theatre for Young Audience Festival because actually there's a little story when we staged it in 2013. I had a friend who brought his daughter, who is 3 years old at that time, to the show. And he's like, oh, can I bring my kid? She's only three. I said, okay, if you want to, but if she make noise, then maybe you have to leave, not to disturb other audience. But then surprisingly, his daughter sit throughout the show without making noise, without falling asleep. And the father himself, who is my friend, he was very, very surprised because he thought every time he brought his daughter to a movie, she falls asleep. Yeah, but she throughout the 1 hour in the show, she didn't fall asleep and she didn't make a noise. So then I started to think, from the angle of a children of 3 years old, what do they actually experience in such a real life atmosphere that you have musicians, you have projections? It's totally different experience from watching a movie, I guess. Yeah. So then we started to think, hey, this is really interesting to explore. children has, you know, they look at things differently from we do.
At this festival, how old are the children who are considered the young audience?
They categorize the work that they program into the festival to suitable for... There are some shows that are suitable for babies, for newborns. So for our show, we put it 2+, 2 years old and above. Yeah. So it's different work that they program, they will categorize this way. And so it's basically from newborn onwards.
What made you decide to take it to Japan through a festival for young audiences? Because much as I hate to say is when we think about classical music, we think of adults and, you know, sitting properly in their very comfortable seats, arms folded, and they listen to music. And much as I like to think that little babies can all come into a performance, I am also aware that they can be quite disruptive. But what made you think, yes, we will go to this festival?
Yeah, because I was actually connected to this festival through the Young Audience Festival in Okinawa. Past 2 years, I was in this Okinawa for the festival, and we discussed a lot about how do we define theater for young audience? How do we program for young audience? What's the difference? Where do you draw that line whether this work is suitable for adults or this work is suitable for children? It's through all these debates from all these participants around the world that then it opens up these possibilities where, hey, we don't draw that line. Children will draw that line themselves.
I mean, what's interesting, yeah, if I'm not mistaken, there was at one time, I don't know if it's still happening, that pregnant mothers were encouraged to hold a speaker close to their tummy while they were carrying their child, said that this will improve the child's mind.
Yeah, I think this is what art does to people. It's really, really difficult to clearly say, okay, this is like this. How to say, the influence of different arts to our lives, it is there. You know, newborn babies, they don't even know how to speak a word, but they respond to music. They dance when, you know, they hear different sounds. And how do we explain that situation? I think we have to go to scientists for that, yeah?
So I assume then this weekend's performances, one on Saturday evening at 8:30, then one on Sunday at 3 p.m., are both open to anybody who is old enough, like 2.5 and above.
Yes, exactly.
The festival that you are going to is called Theatre Festival for Young Audiences, but it also has a subtitle, For the Unknown Future. How do you think your production fits into this?
Actually, it's sort of competitive when we submit this work to the festival because it's the first Asian Theatre for Young Audience Festival. Well, this Theatre for Young Audience network has been there for a while, and but this is the first time they do an Asian Theatre for Young Audience Festival. So it's really competitive that there's so many people submit the work. But then I think because the focus of this work, where we are focusing on something that is unknown to most of the people, where it's like the universe, you know, I believe most of the people never travel in the outer space before, that fits into that topic.
Why is it called this piece that you guys have created, Space Age, The Phantom Power?
We are actually trying to encourage people to seek for that power. So what is that little power that pulls us through whatever obstacles or whatever challenges that we face in our lives?
Thank you very much, Yijian, and all the best. And I hope you get the kinds of audience some 2.5-year-olds to come to.
Thank you.
Space Age, The Phantom Power was originally created and had its world premiere in 2010 as an immersive experience for audience to go on a space journey. Then it was restaged in 2013. A concert version of this performance will take place in Tokata Studio, the first floor of 39 Jalan SS2/55 in Petaling Jaya, this Saturday, February 3rd at 8:30 p.m. and then again on Sunday, February 4th at 3 p.m. entrance is by a donation of at least 30 ringgit at the door. Toccata Studio is taking this production to Kobe and to Tokyo, participating in the Asian Theatre for Young Audiences Festival in February. This is Front Row, The Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.